in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
From the front office,
we'll never be totally satisfied till we win the championship.
Now, we have a lot of young players on this team and new coaching staff. I think we're happy about it.
To the coach's office.
I'm enjoying the interaction with the coaches. I'm enjoying working with the players. I enjoy the process.
From the Browns of the present.
I'm thrilled to be where I'm at each and every day to play quarterback here.
I am a threat. I'm on the football field. I can possibly get that football. And when I get the football, you better strap your helmet on tight. You know, make sure all your chin straps buckled up because it'll take you for a ride.
To the Browns of the past.
Bernie Kosar joining us.
Brian Seif.
Jerry Shirk.
Clay Matthews.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Nice and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And so happy to be with you on this Football Thursday. I know a whole bunch of you are sitting in parking lots on the various roadways in Northeast Ohio. So, look, take a breath, take a deep breath, chill out. You got the radio on. You're listening to us. We're with you for the next hour. We're going to talk Browns football. I hope you're not sitting for the next hour, but should that happen, let's try to make it as pleasant as possible. And, yes, that's a pun for one of the names on the show tonight. Remember Anthony Pleasant? Remember that standout defensive lineman for the Browns? We're going to do an alumni spotlight segment tonight. We try to do that once a week throughout the year, not just the regular season, but the whole year. And Anthony Pleasant, who is now a defensive line coach for the Kansas City Chiefs, 14-year playing career, began it with the Browns. And as I recall, Anthony, I mean, even at the end of his career when he picked up a couple of Super Bowl rings with the Patriots, it was those Browns years, those early years in the 90s to the mid-90s, early 90 to 95, that the guy really felt that was his football, the defining part of his career. But we're going to talk with him about that, get his memories, and talk with him about his new coaching gig working with Romeo Crennel in Kansas City. We're also going to have one of my good buddies. He's the best. Sal Palantonio from ESPN. Always colorful, always fun, always opinionated. Great stuff from Sal. He's going to join us. We'll do an Around the League with him, talk about the various stories going on, what's going on in Baltimore, the sniping over there as they get ready for their championship game, their AFC title game against the Patriots, and the changes that are going on around the league in Indianapolis with a clean sweep. Coach, general manager, the vice chairman, all that whole group is out. Sal Pal's got thoughts on all of that. And what's it mean to Peyton Manning? That's an interesting topic as well. So we'll do that. Eric Hegg, rookie defensive end. We're going to check in with him. Jameer Howerton sat down with him recently, our own reporter here for Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Your questions, they come to us via our Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages, just as Jared did. He wrote this to Facebook. We've been rebuilding since 1989. When will we stop rebuilding? I don't mean to laugh at that. I know you're serious and frustrated with your question, Jared. And that's why I wanted to air it out, because you represent, I know, a very frustrated fan base. I'd say the rebuilding is close to stopping, but it's not over. I'm not going to lie. I've seen 2012 as a bridge year to something really good. I think progress was made despite a 4-12 record in 2011. You're sick of hearing that, but good things did happen in terms of people that we see who can play, who can legitimately start and play, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. Maybe an offensive guy or two might have been found there as well. But I think more good drafting, and trust that the drafting that has been good these last 2 years can continue to be so in this coming April, and then free agency additions, and we'll see more progress as a bridge toward what I believe would be a playoff year by 2013. That's my prediction. That's not what the Browns are looking at. The Browns are fully intending to make themselves a playoff team in 2012. That's the only goal every year, and they won't be satisfied with anything less. Ask any player in their locker room, you know, they don't want to hear the word bridge. But that's my word. Okay, so I'm giving you as honest and as straight an answer, Jared, as I possibly can. Okay, stick around. We're going to have a conversation with rookie defensive back Eric Hegg. Had an interesting first year with this team. You're going to want to hear what he has to say. As you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and Gridlock, stay cool, take a breath on ESPN 850 WKNR.
behind the wheel of your new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Right now, you can lease three of the best-selling fuel-efficient Fords for only $169 a month. Select from hundreds of Focuses, Fusions, and Escapes for just $169. That's right, Focus, Fusion, and Escape, all for only $169 a month. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty has been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12. True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
At Discount Drug Mart, it's our goal to keep customers healthy and happy, and that means convenience when filling prescriptions. Discount Drug Mart welcomes all Express Scripts customers. Start saving today with our $1.99 generic prescription program, which includes diabetes, blood pressure, cholesterol, antibiotic medications, and more. If you're looking for a pharmacy that saves you time and money, visit Discount Drug Mart today.
Shopping Discount Drug Mart is quick and convenient, open every day, including holidays.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your way. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources and the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
Emergency. This is a weather alert.
No matter what the season, Sal's Heating and Cooling keeps you comfortable. No-nonsense service since 1975. Serving Cleveland and Akron, Sal's is an A-plus rated company with a Better Business Bureau and other services. Always a live person to take your calls 24-7, so call today for an estimate. Don't get hooked by seasonal specials. Sal's has specials all year long. Visit salsheatandcool.com or call 440-582-4748.
Get ready, Cleveland, for sounds of cheering, goal horns, and skate setting through the ice of Frickin' Loans Arena. Experience Cleveland's team, Monsters Hockey. Monsters fans, do you love your city? Then don't miss Cleveland Rocks Night on Saturday, January 21st, when Cleveland's Lake Erie Monsters take on the Oklahoma City Barons at 7:30. The first 5,000 fans will get a free Cleveland Rocks t-shirt courtesy of PNC Bank. For tickets, call 216-420-0000. Visit LakeErieMonsters.com or any Northern Ohio Discount Drug Mart. Your Monsters are presented by Kaiser Permanente.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, little Aerosmith, nothing wrong with that. Emmett Golden, my producer tonight. Hey, on Sunday, on February 12th, at the Browns training facility in Berea, a bunch of young athletes, a little younger than those even already on the football team, will take part in combine-style testing as well as position-specific drills. More than 30 Division II and Division III colleges have been invited to attend and observe. $35 per athlete. You can register on ClevelandBrowns.com. This segment is brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game. Our own Jameer Howerton recently sat down with rookie defensive back Eric Hag. Have a listen.
Well, Eric, let's just go through the season. Unfortunately for yourself, this training camp, you were dealt with an injury, and let's just start right there. What did you learn about yourself throughout that process?
I learned a whole bunch about that. I learned about how the NFL was a little bit, you really don't know what's going to happen to you. I mean, you could get cut. They could keep you. If you did good things, and if they like you, then you'll stay. If not, then you might not. You never know. But I learned personally a lot just that everything will be okay, whatever way it works out. It was a scary situation, but it all worked out for the best, and just thank God for it.
What was your mindset when you was going through that whole process of rehabbing and trying to work your way and get back on the field?
My main thing was not to be lost in the shuffle, not showing up for things, or being late, or not paying attention in meetings, showing that I'm still there without all the way being there. But yeah, it was a lot of scary thoughts, a lot of anxious thoughts, things like that.
Did you feel a little secure, whereas the fact that you look at the rookies that were here, and it was a strong presence of a rookie class, and they were asked to do some really, you know, big things to help out in a very major way. So did that kind of comfort you in the sense, the fact that, you know, you look at your other classmates and how they were contributing, and you were like, hey, let me help you get back on the field, because I can lend a hand as well?
Yeah, definitely. What you were just saying right there, and also watching them doing what they were doing, it's like, I want to do that too. I want to go out there and compete. I want to go out there and play. It's kind of like, if they could do it, then you think that you could do it too, just because they were young. Not saying that we play the same positions or I'm better than them or anything, just that they're rookies. I just came out of college, so I'm going to try to do the same things they were doing.
And when you finally got that time to get on the field, you took full advantage of it. What did you learn from that whole process of being out there and playing in your first NFL games?
Yeah, the first game, it was like, this is really happening. This is crazy that I'm back. My knee, it was good, but I was still trying to test it, things like that. But it was just a really cool experience. And then the whole year just got better and better.
You look at your meeting room, you have everybody from a super vet such as Sheldon Brown all the way down to a veteran in Joe Hayden and TJ Ward. But really, they're in their sophomore year too, so they really know what you and Buster Skrine are really going through.
Yeah, definitely. I ask everybody a whole bunch of questions. Demetrius, Mike, you saw me. I can name the whole group. Bubba, TJ, Joe, all of them, because everybody's in a mixed group. So you could ask the younger players, you could ask the older players, you could ask Coach, you could ask Luke, you could ask Ray Bob. So you got a whole bunch of options to go and talk to.
And the season finale against the Pittsburgh Steelers, what was the mindset, you know, going into this game?
For me, just listening to Coach Taves and Coach Rome, is that it's a one-game audition. Like, you want to go out there and compete. Everything that you do is on your film, so if you go out there and you want to slack off, or, hey, this is the last game because we're not going anywhere maybe, or something like that, then you have your whole mind is messed up. You got to go out there and want to compete, want to win, and go out there and do what you got to do so you can be here next year.
What did you learn about this AFC North division?
Extremely tough. I mean, you could go out there and play the best defense and best offense, and you could come up short. It all matters on one or two plays or something like that.
And you look at three teams within our division, they're right in the hunt. They're right in the thick of things when you look at the playoffs.
Yeah, and credit to them. All those teams are super good in our division, so good luck to them, and yeah, definitely.
Now, moving forward, what is the mindset for yourself? What is your course of action? You know, will you carry the nasty taste in your mouth, knowing that when you look back at the 2011 season that the Browns didn't win a divisional game?
Oh, no. My whole mindset this whole year was to do what the coaches want me to do. I mean, that's what it's going to be the whole time I'm playing. Do what the coaches want me to do, not do what they don't want me to do. And then this offseason, just ask coaches what they want me to improve on, and where I could get and where they want me to go and things like that.
When do you start your workout regimen? When do you start to get back into the groove of things?
I'm going to start right when I get back with some, like, stretching, yoga classes, cycling and things like that. Nothing too extensive to rest the body, and then come back and do all the conditioning and workouts, the stuff that they want me to do.
Now, will you actually watch film and critique yourself and look back at certain games?
Yeah, definitely. One thing that I need to work on is reading the quarterback, and plus we're going to be playing the same team, so you got to go back and watch and see if you can see certain things in quarterbacks, because we play safety, so you watch the quarterback, watch the line, watch the running backs, things like that, and you can pick up on things for next year.
And Eric, just overall, what did you learn about this fan base, this Cleveland Brown fan base?
Oh, they're super awesome. It's kind of like a home feeling, because at Nebraska it was the same way. That was the only team in Nebraska, the only big team here. I know we got other teams, but the fan base is so strong and so cool. I learned a lot. It's kind of like family.
And Eric, from a special teams perspective, you know, this is a way where rookies, they make their bones, they cut their teeth. What did you learn about being around the likes of Phil Dawson and Brad Maynard and working with your new special teams coordinator, Chris Tabor?
Yeah, learning from them too, and Coach Taves, and why am I forgetting his name? Josh Cribbs. They helped us out so much. I mean, this is where you make your bread here, or this is where you make your chance to be on the team. So learning from them and learning how competitive it needs to be and what you need to do out there and the mentality you need to have. It's not time to take plays off. It's time to get better. It's time to help your teammates out. It's time to help the defense and offense out. It's not time to just sit out there and be, like, relaxing out there. You got to get better every time.
And lastly, when you hit Berea this April 2011, what is going to be your mindset and what are going to be your goals moving forward?
My mindset and my goals is just to get better every play, learn what I need to do, do what the coaches ask me to do, and get better on every snap.
Thank you, Eric.
All right, good stuff from Eric Hag, the rookie cornerback for the Browns. Really interesting and good perspective from the young guy. Sounds a lot older than a rookie. Jameer Howerton having that conversation with him. All right, coming up, we go from rookie to former Cleveland Brown. The veteran, the guy who played 14 seasons in the NFL, began his career in Cleveland, Anthony Pleasant, defensive lineman, now a coach in the NFL, an assistant coach in Kansas City. He's going to join us next on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Five tips for tax season provided by Liberty Ford. 1. Receive your tax return. 2. Go to any Liberty Ford location. 3. Find the pre-owned vehicle that fits your needs. 4. Get approved with Liberty's guaranteed financing. 5. Drive home in your new vehicle. It's that simple. Visit LibertyFord.com to search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models, with special internet pricing, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farm Heights, Vermillion.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great time, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000 and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Did you know that you can get a wireless Alarm Force home security system even if you don't have a home phone line? So call us today and know that even without a landline, you can have the peace of mind of knowing that your home and family are protected by the most trusted name in home security, Alarm Force.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Sportsman, where do you buy the best in hunting, camping, fishing, and outdoor? At the IX Sports Show in Cleveland, of course. The Cleveland Outdoor Adventure Show, now with new dates, January 19th through the 22nd. Hundreds of quality vendors from all over the world. See what's new in hunting, fishing, camping, and outdoor. Calling the Brotherhood, meet Nick and T-Bone from the hit show Bone Collector. Be amazed by Byron Ferguson's incredible archery shots. Take part in the first annual Sportsman's Auction. Register to win a truckload of cash. Check out the four-wheel drive pavilion and awesome bass tank stocked full of fish. Compete in the third annual Retriever Challenge. See the Water Jim's Wildlife Show, a family favorite, featuring crocs, snakes, and other exotics. Kids fish for free in the trout pond. Stock up on quality gear at special show prices. Admission is $10. Children under 10 are free. There's something for everyone. The Cleveland Outdoor Adventure Show, now with new dates. January 19th through the 22nd at the IX Center. Go to ixsportsshow.com for more details and discount tickets. Incredible.
Resolve to make your year unbelievable with Applebee's under 550 calories menu. Indulge in our new roasted garlic sirloin grilled to perfection. Or try our new sizzling chili lime chicken or sizzling Asian shrimp and broccoli. They're packed full of flavor and give you the great taste you want with none of the trade-offs. Come taste for yourself. The unbelievable under 550 calories menu starting at just $9.99 and only at Applebee's.
If you're looking for a great night out, look no further than your neighborhood Applebee's. Now featuring half-price late-night appetizers and ice-cold drink specials. So gather up the gang and come on in. This is how the neighborhood does a night out. Only at Applebee's. There's no place like the neighborhood late night.
The weather may be getting frightful, but Applebee's Carside To Go is so delightful. Just call in your order and they'll tell you when to pick it up, then bring it right to your car. Applebee's. There's no place like the neighborhood.
Oh,
welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Hey, you can see Kenny Chesney and Tim McGraw for the first time together in 10 years. That's on July 29th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Plus, special guests Grace Potter and the Nocturnals and Jake Owen. Tickets are on sale now. They're available at Ticketmaster.com or by calling 1-800-745-3000. And this alumni spotlight segment, it's driven by Liberty Ford. Very pleased to welcome to the show right now former Browns defensive lineman. He's currently the defensive line coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Kind enough to join us, Anthony Pleasant. How you doing, Anthony?
Good. And yourself?
Doing great. And thank you for taking a little time with us for our alumni spotlight. Nice to catch up with guys. And you had a great career as a player. I mean, you were in this league a long time and played for some different teams. Your first one was the Browns, 1990 to 95. Wanted to go back with you a little bit and get some of those fondest memories from you as a player.
Well, as a player, you know, I really enjoyed playing in Cleveland. The Browns drafted me. I can remember the day I got drafted. And before I got drafted, I said, God, please don't let me go to Cleveland because it's cold and I don't want to play in cold weather. And I ended up being drafted by Cleveland Browns. And by being drafted by them, that was a great thing to happen to me because I developed good friends there. We had a good team, had good teammates, and the fans were very loyal. They was committed. I can remember the days of the dog pound and how guys would go for the dog pound before the game. You know, that you didn't know what was going on in the dog pound, but guys kept going over there, so they might have got a good sniff or something to get them going. And then it wasn't nothing like coming out of that tunnel.
Right.
Just walking down that tunnel and just to hear that microphone crackling that's in the microphone, and they just introducing Anthony Pleasant, and then the crowd just go crazy. I mean, that was just some great times and memories of playing in Cleveland.
And of all your career stops, you know, this was your longest. I mean, you played for Baltimore season, Atlanta. You had some time with the Jets, the 49ers, and of course it caps off with those three seasons that you had with the New England Patriots, and you came away with a couple of Super Bowl rings in that time from 01 to 03, and obviously congratulations on that, to be able to end your career and take some rings away from it. But to go back to the beginning and in a place where you spent a lot of time, you know, you really obviously had to have some engagement level with the fans, that there was, as you talk about, the feeling in the stadium, but also just being in the community all that time.
Well, you know, it was like you said, it was a community there that you felt like it was like family there. I mean, the family really, I mean, the fans really loved the Cleveland Browns. I mean, the players were active in the community. I mean, we would play basketball games. We would do a lot of things that in the community. And it is true, hard, loyal fans. I mean, when we traveled, fans was everywhere. So we always had that fan support there. And one thing that I always tell people, I said, they asked me this question. They said, who's your favorite team you ever played for? I always say the Cleveland Browns because that's home. That's where I met my wife. That's where I met people at my church. I met good friends there. So Cleveland has always been home for me. The only downside of Cleveland is the weather.
Okay, yeah. You won't get a lot of argument on that, of course. But 14 seasons, that is a heck of a thing to say that. 14 seasons in this league as a player and the multiple teams you were on, was it 16? Yeah, six teams that you played for, and that you can point to that one. And again, the last team was the one that you got the rings from, but you felt more a part of this one. And, you know, defensive, I always say this too, that the guys who played on defense, and it's true with the Bernie Kosars as well, and other guys, Kevin Mack, who's part of this organization, guys who played on the offensive side of the ball, certainly Brian Brennan, who have those fond memories. But I look to someone like yourself, Anthony, in the position you played and the side of the ball you were on, that grittiness, as much as anything, was also connected, maybe more connected to this area than as a defensive player than say any other side of the ball. I mean, it just seems like natural that a defensive guy is going to like the weather aside, like the blue collar atmosphere here.
Well, that's what the Browns drew was the blue collar type workers and our defense. That we had a good defense, you know, when I played there, and we were just hard working core come and get you type of players. I mean, we had that type of attitude, and then we look forward to playing on Sunday, like the fans look forward to coming to watch the Browns play on Sunday. So that's how we approach the game.
Can you give me a game or a moment or something that just stayed with you all these years from that 90 to 95 stretch?
I think one game that stands out to me when we played Monday night against Miami Dolphins. We were behind and we came back. I think that's the game that Bernie had cracked his ankle up, I believe.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yes.
And that stadium got so loud, and it was like a 747 taking off. That's the loudest stadium that I ever played in that night. That's a game I always reflect back to when I think about a game there in Cleveland. That game right there was a loud game, and we came back and we beat the Dolphins that night.
Yeah, and Bernie showed that toughness with the injury and plays through it, and he told a story about how Don Shula, you know, afterward was made note of that in a discussion with him. And of course, Bernie ends up later in his career with the Miami Dolphins. So, yeah, I think a lot came out of that night. We're visiting with Anthony Pleasant, former Browns defensive lineman, currently a defensive line coach for the Kansas City Chiefs. And I want to get into this part of your life, your coaching career. Tell me, first of all, what drew you toward that? And during the course of 14 years of playing, when did the thought cross your mind, or did it, you know, even before you got into playing professional football, that you were going to someday be a coach?
Well, I had said to myself when I was with Scott Pioli, I said, if you ever get an opportunity to be a GM or anything like that, that I wouldn't mind working for him. And because of the relationship that I had established with him over the years of my playing career. And also that I saw all the negative images coming out about the NFL players, just about professional athletes. And I wanted to just try to make a difference with these young guys and try to teach them how to be positive role models and also being on the field as well as off the field, and just how to conduct themselves as professionals, teach them good practice habits, how to study film, just to bring some professionalism to them, to how to be the kind of man that they need to be to play this game.
So it sounds like you get into those personal elements, those character building elements, as much as the technical aspect of coaching them.
Yes, because I'm about the whole man, the complete man, not just the football side, but just the man off the field. Because I believe if a player is the type of man to grow up to be the man he needs to be off the field, then you have a good football player. So I understand you just can't have just a good person. You know, you need both. You need a good player and also a good person.
You entered this role, and this is great, through the NFL's Minority Coaching Fellowship Program when you were with the Chiefs in 2009. That was when Todd Haley was the head coach there, but you got involved with working with the defensive ends then. So talk about how that program served as a bridge, a pathway to your full-time position.
You know, I always believe in life that relationships are very important, and you start a relationship at an early age in your career, and because you never know what bridge that you may have to cross. And this program gave me an opportunity because of the people who I know, and they know me and they know my character and all that, so all that helps. But the program gave me an opportunity to get my foot in the door to see how things are operated on the coaching side of it. And that's what I learned, and that's what I saw. And I believe that Todd and Scott liked what they saw in me, so they decided to keep me around.
What's interesting is, and you're not, of course, the first person who has successfully matriculated from that program into a coaching job, but I've heard stories of other former players, Anthony, who've gotten involved with either that or another form of apprenticeship to just sort of see what's going on. Sometimes a head coach would just say, hey, come around and hang out during training camp and see what's going on here. And when they get to see it up close, and when they get to experience the day-to-day, especially, say, through a training camp experience, of what a coach's day is like, what the coaching existence is like on a staff of an NFL team, and they really see what, for sake of a better term, what the process is of making the sausage, which for some people is the least, you know, the first way to turn them off of ever eating it again, when they kind of just see it in the factory and you pull the curtain aside and let them look at the process, that they get turned off to what coaching is and figure out that this is not for them. So at some point, you saw those long hours, those meetings after meetings after meetings after meetings, and those kind of just those endless days. And as a player, when you were done at the end of the day, you were pretty well done. You could go home. You come in the morning, go home for breakfast, and you know, it was all about gearing up to play on Sunday. As a coach, it's a whole different deal, and in many cases, it's not a good fit for former players.
Well, you know, I thought about that, and my conclusion is that from a player's perspective, and now coaching, I can see where the hours are. I can see now where the hours are, why the hours may be long at times, because you spend most of half of your day in classroom watching film with the players. And then now you go out on the practice field. Now you spend another half a day. So that's a whole day right there. So now you have to come in to watch film. So those days that you spend out on the field and also in practice, you could be doing work, getting film study for the game.
Right.
But those hours are hours that's spent on the field and also in the classroom. So that's where your hours come from.
Mm-hmm.
So from that perspective, I see things differently. And then also I think about this, is that if I wasn't playing and my kids are if I wasn't coaching, what would I be doing? I'll be at home, either around the house, doing nothing until my kids come home.
Right.
So that day that I'm not, those days when my kids are in school, I will be at home anyway, and so I won't be around my kids anyway. So now I'm at work, so they're at school. So when I do come home about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, I still get a chance to see them at night before they go to bed.
Excellent. And tell us a little bit about, because he's a guy very familiar here, Romeo Crennel, and what a great story it is for him, because he had been defensive coordinator and then got the interim position to replace Todd Haley and then got named as the permanent head coach there. So give me a sense of what it's like to work with Romeo.
Well, you know, I played for Romeo, and he and I always got along, and I respected him as a coach and also as a man. And then his role now as a head coach, you know, I still feel the same way about him, you know, how he conducts himself as a head coach and how he conducts himself as a man. So, you know, I have high regards for him, what he does. He and I have a great relationship. He's a good guy to work for. He's easy to work for.
Very nice. Well, we wish you nothing but the very best in that role, and unless, of course, you're playing the Browns. But other than that, outstanding, you know, success in your career, and really appreciate the fact that you took some time to join us, Anthony.
Thank you for calling me.
All right, that is Anthony Pleasant. He is a former Browns defensive lineman. Our alumni spotlight here now, of course, coaching with the Kansas City Chiefs. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.
Behind the wheel of a new Ford and save at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Choose from hundreds of Rangers in stock now with up to $6,000 in rebates. Plus, get a free remote start and bedliner with your purchase now through January 31st. Only at Liberty Ford. That's right, up to $6,000 in rebates plus a free remote start and bedliner on a new Ford Ranger. Large selection, guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our Revved Up Loop favorites. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer-sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Hey, Greeny.
Yes, Golic.
You know, part of being a real man is knowing how to take care of your car.
Then count me in as a man, Golic, because I know NTB is the place to go.
That's because NTB has the largest selection of name brand tires, and with over 1 million tires available every day, NTB always has the right tire for your car, truck or SUV.
And don't forget, Golic, you can bring the car to NTB for all of your service needs, too. It's easy. They're open early, open late, and open 7 days a week.
So why pay outrageous prices when you can trust the professionally trained NTB technicians who are ASE certified? And I bet you didn't know, Greeny, that the best way to pay is with the NTB credit card that can be used at over 650 locations nationwide.
So, let's get the stats straight, Golic, because we know you're easily confused. NTB isn't just tires at great prices. They're vehicle maintenance, brakes, oil changes, repairs, and much, much more.
You got it, Greeny. NTB is keeping the world in perfect motion.
Hey, the Roadman, Kenny Rhoda here, and are you ready for the snow? The team at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge is, as they want to make you a deal you can't refuse. Like the 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport. Lease it right now starting as low as $259 a month for 36 months with no money down. That's crazy. I'm driving one of these babies right now and loving it. The look, the way it handles, the all-weather capability, and it's a trail-rated vehicle so I can go anywhere and do anything in my 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport. Come check out what I'm talking about. Take it for a test drive at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the historic Bedford Auto Mile. Maybe you're not into leases. You want to buy? Even better. How about a starting price of $20,500 on that brand new 2012 Jeep Liberty 4x4 Sport? Only at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. So come take advantage of it. Save big. Hurry, these prices won't last. Call today for more info. 440-232-2121 and tell them the Roadman sent you.
And we thank you so much for spending this portion of your Thursday with us on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Hey, Browns fans, deposits for 2012 season tickets and club-level memberships are now being accepted. To place your deposit today, call 440-824-3434 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this Around the League segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. Very pleased to welcome to the show now from ESPN our good buddy Sal Palantonio to take us around the NFL. Sal, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Vic. How are you, man?
All right, man. Lots of news going on as in addition to, of course, what we have the big weekend with the conference championship games. And I want to start with the Baltimore Ravens, with Ed Reed basically sounding off about Joe Flacco. And I can't figure this one out, but why, even if you feel this way, and I appreciate the honesty, but why, as a veteran player, I mean, he's been around this league a long time, and he's been part of a successful team for a long time, does he think it's a good idea, days before you're playing for the AFC Championship game, to talk about how Joe was kind of rattled by the defense that he faced this past week against Houston?
Oh, this is an easy one to figure out. This is so easy, it's ridiculous.
Okay.
This is a veteran player telling his young quarterback to get his head out of his you-know-where. And he's doing this on purpose, and I'll bet you anything that he has support in the locker room. Now, I've been around that team a lot.
Right.
I've been around John Harbaugh a lot. He coached in Philly. I covered the team all week last week. I'm covering the team this week. I'm on my way down a little later to Owings Mills, Maryland. I'll be there for the next 3 days.
Uh-huh.
I covered the team in New England. And I'll tell you, they wanted to sugarcoat it a little bit on Sunday, but after you look at it, you say to yourself, all right, do we have a shot if we repeat that offensive performance against the Patriots? And the answer is emphatically no. It is. I think it's on purpose. I think that's why he did it, and I think today you'll see a reaction that tells you that. I mean, the Ravens went 3-and-out 8 times on Sunday, Vic.
Right,
8
right.
times. You're averaging 2.8 a rush. They scored 3 points in the final 46 minutes. We're sitting there in the press box during the game saying, my gosh, how long has it been? We're trying to calculate the exact amount. 46 minutes, 3 points in a divisional playoff game at home. Now. Texans are a very good defense. You know that. I mean, very good. This guy, Brooks Reed, can really play. And their right guard, Marshall Yanda, who's going to the Pro Bowl, could not handle Brooks Reed. They couldn't handle Connor Barwin. They couldn't handle J.J. Watt. I got to tell you, I was very impressed with the Texans front four. But now you're going into the Death Star up there in New England, you know, where Tim Tebow just got vaporized.
Right. Right. So it so
I think it's on purpose.
Get his guy, get his mind right, as they say. And
gotta get your mind right there, son, no question about it. Absolutely, Vic.
And Joe Flacco, for his part, I mean, you hear the descriptions, the frustrations of a lot of Raven fans, frankly, and people who have no connection with the team, saying they don't see enough passion. They don't see a guy who seems just emotional or engaged enough in the whole thing that he just kind of goes through it. And you know Joe Flacco. I know Joe Flacco. Talking with him, he doesn't bowl you over with his personality. But I always thought...
Neither does Eli Manning. I think
that's... Yeah, so personality doesn't matter as much as how you play. But
no.
He seems to play the way he comes across, though, Sal. That's my point.
Well, I see what your point is. But let's look at it this way. Now, this season, including the playoffs against the Texans, he faced 12 top 10 defenses. His combined record against them was 10-2. So that's pretty good. And those 12 top 10 defenses were the most that any quarterback faced this season. Here's the formula. I mean, listen, Joe Flacco is not going to be Tony Romo, but Tony Romo gets too emotional for my taste.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Joe Flacco also, hello, didn't turn the football over. Matter of fact, Vic, Ravens had no turnovers in the game, no penalties in the game. They're the first team to do that in the postseason since 2004, and only the third team in postseason history in the NFL to have no turnovers and no penalties. Let me repeat that. That's the third. I just got this from Elias Sports Bureau.
Yeah.
I had it checked out by ESPN Stats Information. I said, I'm going on with my man Vic Carucci in Cleveland. Give me something new. Give me something dynamic and exotic. And this is what they came up with. They are only the third team in NFL postseason history to finish the game with no turnovers and no penalties. So that's the formula to win. And I do love Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
I like a guy who stands in there, takes the punishment, keeps quiet. You know, the old line from Goodfellas, right?
Yeah.
You know, don't rat on your friends.
Right.
Always keep your mouth shut. That's Joe Flacco. I like Joe Flacco.
We're visiting with Sal Palantonio from ESPN, bringing it strong here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Some news from around the league. The Colts make it a clean sweep, getting rid of Jim Caldwell, in addition to their vice chairman, Bill Polian, their general manager, his son, Chris Polian, and they start over. The remaining question now, of course, is Peyton Manning's future. Sal, what's your take on that?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I mean, we got smarter guys at ESPN working on that pretty much on a daily basis, Chris Mortensen and Adam Schefter. But I think it's pretty clear that here's the situation. He's had three neck surgeries in 2 years. He's 36 years old, okay? Bottom line is, if you're going to keep Peyton Manning or not, you still have to draft Andrew Luck. So let's establish that right now.
Okay.
Right? You got to...
Yeah.
You're going to keep him or not, you're still going to draft Luck.
Right.
Okay. Now the question of Peyton Manning, two questions. One, can he play? Two, can we afford him? And that's the new general manager, Ryan Grigson, who I know well. He spent many years here in Philadelphia.
Right.
Smart, young guy. Not a cap guy, so he's going to have to bring a cap guy in, but a good talent evaluator. But you're evaluating, as a first-year GM, a guy going to the Hall of Fame. So this is a difficult assignment for Mr. Grigson. And you've got an owner who flies by the seat of his pants a little bit, to put it charitably. Likes to tweet a little bit, likes to talk to the media. So this is a delicate situation that could get very indelicate, I think, as the days get closer to 4,000 members of the media descending upon Indianapolis for the Super Bowl.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I do. And
if I'm Peyton Manning, you know what I'm doing? I'm taking a flight. to Barbados. I'm getting out of Dodge. I'm not doing a round of interviews on Radio Row. Let's put it that way.
Oh, my God. Radio Row, I'm expecting a bunch of it to move to his house if he's in town. So, yeah, it'll be a very interesting week if he's in town. Sal, the move with Jeff Fisher, the decision to choosing the St. Louis Rams over the Miami Dolphins, and you hear a lot of buzz around the league that this just came down to him weighing the two situations and seeing where he had the most control. Let's face it, he was really the only candidate out there, the available coaching candidate, who could call his own shot, and he called it with the St. Louis Rams. Just interesting that he left the Dolphins sort of at the altar, because I think they thought they had a good shot at him. But what does this say for that Dolphins opening and where you think things are going to go with that position?
I think if you got a little truth serum into Jeff Fisher and you got him to open up a little bit, he would say this: do I want to wake up and face Tom Brady and Bill Belichick twice a year? Do I want to face Rex Ryan's defense twice a year without a quarterback? Do I want to play in the AFC East, probably the most unforgiving? I have to go to Buffalo, you know, where it's no picnic to play every year. I think that's that, or go to the Rams, where you have a quarterback, where you have a dome,
yeah,
where you have a lot of cap space, and where you have a high pick.
Yep.
I mean, to me, it was a no-brainer. I think for the Dolphins now, you know, the Dolphins need to find an offensive-minded coach. I think when you look around the National Football League right now, offensive-minded coaches, guys who can call a game and develop a young quarterback, are at a premium.
Yeah.
That's why you see all these coaches being interviewed who are offensive-minded. That's why Mike Mularkey, who's, you know, good guy, but, you know, he's been there, done that kind of, you know, he's not going to excite your fan base, but he could call a game, and he can probably develop Blaine Gabbert, so he gets the job in Jacksonville. So I think the Dolphins have to try to find that guy. I don't know who it is. There are not that many great candidates out there. If I were them, I'd get Marty Morningwig. I don't know why they've even waiting. Marty Morningwig, to me, is the number one offensive coordinator who could be brought in as a head coach out there right now. I know the Oakland Raiders are talking about. I know that he failed in Detroit. But you know what? Guys who get a second chance often do a better job the second time around. I think Marty Morningwig should be the number one candidate out there, and I can't believe he hasn't gotten other offers.
Talk about the cap space issues, the difficulties that some teams have, or some less than others, as in the case with the Rams. But one that's going to have a much more difficult challenge in this offseason in the AFC North, Pittsburgh Steelers, and the difficulties of keeping the band together of this veteran aging team. Talk of guys like Hines Ward and Casey Hampton needing to take pay cuts to stay part of this. The futures of some other players up in the air, maybe retirements in the wind on that aging defense, especially. Sal, what do you see with the Steelers?
Yeah, I think it's going to be wide open with the Steelers. We don't know. Some players are going to just flat out retire. Some players are going to have to take pay cuts. Some players are going to be gone. It's going to be difficult to keep the band together. But the bottom line is this. You got Tomlin, you got Bruce Arians, and you got Dick LeBeau, and you got Ben Roethlisberger. When you have that quartet walking in your building every day, you're going to be pretty competitive. And you also have an ownership group that knows what they're doing. So the Steelers probably have to regroup. I know Mr. Rooney said yesterday to Eddie Bichette at the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette that he wasn't going to tear the thing apart. I saw that. But, you know, I think regrouping, starting over, pushing the reboot button is sort of the half-sister of tearing things apart.
No, it's a great point. And the other question regarding a team that you know, we saw just recently in the Super Bowl that isn't going back to the Super Bowl this year, thanks to the New York Giants, the Green Bay Packers, Sal. And what is your, because this has been, I've heard this now for days, the debate over whether they did the right thing by resting players at the end of the season. Now, when you lose, it's the wrong thing, obviously, but we both know through the years, and I cover those Buffalo Bills teams on their Super Bowl run, that it was all about preservation for that team. The Colts have gone the preservation route. Lots of teams do and still have success when they go the distance. The Packers did look rusty. They did look like a team that needed some work at the end of the year. What's your take on that?
You know what? I don't buy that because you got to look. They did look, I guess, a little quote unquote rusty, but I don't think that resting player bye week and all that makes that much of a difference. You look at the other three teams that had the bye; they all performed pretty well. The other three teams all won. So I don't think you can use that as an excuse. I think the bottom line in these playoffs is real obvious, and I don't understand why more people aren't talking about it. It's the story of turnovers. Turnovers are killing teams in these playoffs. Saints, 5 turnovers. Packers, 4. Texans, 4. The Harbaughs were beneficiaries of 9 turnovers on Saturday and Sunday.
Right.
Jim, 5 on Saturday. John, 4 on Sunday. In the 2 postseason games, the Giants have had 1 turnover. That'll get you to move on. Because right now the league is so wide open. Offense is wide open. The game is wide open. So you're going to move the football in most circumstances, unless, of course, you're the Ravens.
Yeah.
But in most circumstances, you're going to move the football. So if you don't turn the football over, you're going to put yourself in a position to score. And that, to me, is the key. The Packers turned the ball over, and JerMichael Finley dropped balls.
Right.
And is that a sign of rustiness? It could be blamed on that. But, you know, the Texans weren't rusty. They had 4 turnovers. The Saints weren't rusty. They had 5.
Yeah, it seems to be too convenient an excuse. I guess you could make it work for you whatever way you want.
Yeah, I think you can rationalize it any way you want. Let's give some credit to the New York Giants.
Yeah.
Definitely. Their offensive line play right now is the best in the National Football League of the Final 4, first rate. Their running game is a threat, and with the protection they're getting, you're preoccupying the safeties and the linebackers, and that's opening up the passing game for these good wide receivers.
Right.
It is amazing to me. All 3 of Manning's touchdowns came against standard pressure. The Packers could not blitz. They were afraid to blitz. They couldn't blitz. He was 12 of 19, 11.4 yards per pass attempt with 3 touchdowns and no picks when the Packers did not blitz.
That tells quite a story. That really tells the story, actually.
They didn't. They could not blitz.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so the Giants can't blitz, but guess what? They can get pressure without blitzing.
Right.
Huge difference.
Yep.
Huge.
They've got
if you can get pressure without blitzing in the playoffs, that's pretty much 50% of the game on defense.
No question. Sal, great stuff. Thank you so much for bringing it strong, as you always do. And
you don't want any predictions for me?
Well, you know what? I do. If you're going to offer them up on our airwaves, I'll take them, baby. What you got?
Predict. You know what? In our business, you know, you're allowed to root for the best story as a reporter,
yes,
right?
That's
always the way, right? You can't root for a team, but you're allowed to root for the best story. Well, the best story left to me is John Harbaugh versus Jim Harbaugh in a Super Bowl. That's the best story. That's the one that I want to cover in Indianapolis.
Okay. Okay. So is that your prediction? Or is that just your wishful thinking? You're gonna make bold predictions or wishful thinking predictions? Give me which one.
I told you we can only root for the best story. So that's
all we got. Sal, thank you so much and appreciate it, and look forward to seeing you in Indianapolis, my friend.
All right, brother.
He is Sal Palantonio from ESPN joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now, EA Sports, it's in the game.
Looking for a high-quality pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Go to libertyford.com and search hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, all makes and models with special internet pricing. Plus, bring in your tax return to any Liberty Ford location, and with our guaranteed financing, you can drive out in the vehicle that fits your needs. Guaranteed financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermillion, home.
Madden NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12.
True to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Be one of the first 15,000, and you'll get a $25 voucher toward dinner, too. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on to the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
This is Jim Swayze. You know how every prediction seems to be followed by a suggestion like, it'll probably rain, better not wash the car. So when I heard they're predicting an exceptionally cold winter, I suggested to Jenny that we head to Half Price Books and stock up on some great cozy up-to-the-fire reads. When it's downright chilly, it's right down to Half Price Books for us. Around our house, stacks of seasonal wood and seasonal books pile up faster than all our New Year's resolutions. And when the kids come in from the cold, some hot cider and a wonderland of warm stories do the trick. They love Half-Price Books. There's just something about real books. Thumbing through the pages, peeking to see how close you're getting to the end, it gets you as wrapped up as a cat in a quilt. And when almost everything's half-price or less, the whole family can really stock up for the winter. Half-Price Books. Real books, real treasures, real cheap. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more or drop me a note on the blog at hpb.com.
Hi, gang, Riz here, and Russo Rosalina & Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family-owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com, Russo Rosalina.
When Lexus launched the RX, it was the original luxury crossover. And then, following its success, our competitors began to introduce their own versions. But over the years, one thing has become clear. While the RX is often imitated, it remains impossible to duplicate. The RX didn't just set the bar for the competition, it raises it every day. From building the first luxury hybrid to offering a pre-collision system with radar technology and a class-leading 10 airbags. When innovation happens, it happens here first. Which may have something to do with why the Lexus RX also has the best driver loyalty in its class. The Lexus RX. Why settle for a copy when you can drive the original? See your Cleveland, Akron area Lexus dealer.
Based on the average loyalty rate of all SUVs in the Lexus near luxury SUV segment since 2000 using R.L. Polk & Company's household loyalty methodology.
And we welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. On this Football Thursday edition, Victor Rucci with you. Your questions are asked at the official Browns Facebook and Twitter pages for yours truly to answer, and I'll do that right now. Facebook, Benjamin, what are the chances with the 22nd pick we move up in the draft to select Alshon Jeffery, the wide receiver from South Carolina? I don't know. Is that going to be needed there to move up? Is you got this charted out pretty well that he's. I know he's a highly touted guy, or had been from his collegiate days at South Carolina. We'll see what his ranking is. A little early for me to determine whether that's the type of move that you have to make from 22 to get a player like that. Where does he fall? I don't. I know there are mocks already out, and some have guys really all over the place. So you can't really. I know you can go to somebody you depend on and say, well, that's where he's ranked, so therefore that's what it must be. Our questions, by the way, asked Vic, it's driven by Liberty Ford for you. Terry, has there been any discussion yet of making improvements to the offensive line? We will never be able to score consistently until this is done. Terry, yes, the discussion about offensive line has come up in my discussions with Tom Heckert, with Mike Holmgren. We've talked about this, and I've heard it said, you know, time and again in the course of this, or early course of this offseason, and even in the course of
the 2011 campaign, that O-line's going to need some help. Right tackle's going to need some help. That's an area that's got to be addressed. That's important, and it's a priority. As far as I can see and know, and I feel pretty comfortable in saying that's the case. Again, no specific names or positions targeted anywhere by anybody. You're asking yours truly what I think, and I think it's a priority. I don't think the Browns are going to ignore making the O-line better. Mike, who do you think we should consider for our offensive coordinator? Mike, I don't have a specific name, but I have a qualification. It's got to be on the same page with Pat Shurmur. Can't speak a different language than Shurmur in terms of the offense, and that's the number one thing, but he must have the freedom, I think, to be able to call plays, have that authority. We want to thank Anthony Pleasant, Sal Palantonio, Eric Hagg, Jameer Howerton, Michelle Manzo, Dave DiNatale, and Emmett Golden. And we thank you so much. We will talk to you again tomorrow night on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.